Bienvenidos and welcome to Surviving Spanish with Karen, a short podcast with targeted lessons to complement your Spanish learning. This week, we're going to look at places in the city or community and how to ask for their location. We're going to discuss Latino time and you're going to learn about Argentina. So, is it Latino time, Spanish time, or brown time? You can call it whatever you want, but oftentimes, more relaxed cultures tend to have more relaxed schedules. If you've ever made plans with a Hispanic person, you may find that they are constantly late. In Canadian and American culture, this can be seen as rude and very inconsiderate. In Latino time, when we give a time to meet, it's very flexible and oftentimes 30 to 40 minutes earlier than the person will really arrive. Why does this happen? It's all tied to culture and the different concepts of time. Now, don't get me wrong, there are many Hispanic people I have met, like my dad, who refuse to be late to anything and are always ready and on time to everything. But normally, when we're meeting for supper or for drinks, we might say 7 o'clock, but really, we mean 7:30-ish. This can be very frustrating for non-Latino or non-brown people, but if you go to a Spanish-speaking place, especially if you are in a beach-like area, know that timelines are a lot looser than in English-speaking countries. Get this. I was once the receptionist of a wedding where the bride gave certain invitations to the Canadian people that said 4 p.m., and she gave the Latino people invitations that said 3:30 p.m., so they would arrive on time. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that some of the Latinos were still late. So, in El Salvador, we say, take it easy, which really means take it easy. And remember that we're not trying to be rude, but exact time is a construct that belongs in serious situations, not so much for relaxed situations. Now let's get to the Spanish part. In episode 11, we talked about getting directions. In today's episode, we're going to learn some vocabulary about places in the community and how to ask where they are, if they're close, or if they are far. The 16 places in the community we will be covering will include all the stations, like police station, bus station, and gas station. We will also be covering common places in the community, like a school, a church, a library, and a hospital. We're also going to be looking at phrases and questions that you need when looking for certain places in the city. Let's learn the vocabulary first. So the first three are going to be the estaciones. The word station in Spanish is estación. Estación. And it does have an accent on that last O. Estación. When we covered colors and gender, we talked about word order in Spanish and how we like to put the noun before the adjective. In English, we say police station. In Spanish, we say estación de policía. Bus station can be estación de buses or estación de autobuses. I know in most Central American countries, we say estación de buses. Can you guess what the last station we're going to cover is? If you guessed train station, you are right. Train station in Spanish is estación de tren. Don't worry, you will be getting a chance to repeat all of this vocab in a couple of minutes. Now, gas station is a bit deceiving because we might want to say estación de gas, but that is incorrect. We use the word gasolinera for gas station. Many of you might already know that school is escuela, church is iglesia, but an interesting one I want to stop on is the difference between a library and a bookstore. In North American culture, we usually have both a library where you can rent books and a bookstore where you can buy books. The same thing happens in Latin American countries. I do have to admit that the libraries in Canada are much nicer than the libraries in El Salvador, but that has to do with public funding, which is a whole other story to tell. So what do we call them in Spanish? A library where you rent books is a biblioteca, and a bookstore where you buy books is a librería. Be careful with mixing those two up. People will probably understand you either way, but it is a small difference worth noting. One that's pretty similar in both languages is restaurante, which means restaurant. In Spanish, we have two words for bakery. When I think bakery in English, I think a place that sells sweets and plain breads. But in most Latin American countries, the place that sells sweets is a pastelería, while there is a place that solely sells bread, which is called the panadería. Panadería, bread place, and pastelería, cake place. Then we have our crucial places like el hospital y la farmacia, which are obviously hospital and pharmacy. Or you might want to ask about a clinic, which is clínica. Let's not forget el supermercado, the supermarket, and the theater, which we call teatro, if it is a place for live plays or ballets, whereas cine is the place we mostly know as the movies. So, how do I ask someone, where can I find a, or is there a, close? To say, where can I find a, we say, ¿dónde puedo encontrar un? If we're looking for something masculine. Or ¿dónde puedo encontrar una? If what you're looking for is considered feminine. So ¿dónde, where, puedo encontrar, can I find? And un or una is for a or an. Here are some example questions. ¿Dónde puedo encontrar una estación de buses? Or ¿dónde puedo encontrar una gasolinera? Where can I find a bus station? Or where can I find a gas station? ¿Dónde puedo encontrar un supermercado? Where can I find a supermarket? Or ¿dónde puedo encontrar un hospital? Where can I find a hospital? So, ¿dónde puedo encontrar? Where can I find? We can also use the phrases, where is there a, plus the place. We would say, ¿dónde hay una farmacia? Where is there a pharmacy? Or, ¿dónde hay un restaurante italiano? Where is there an Italian restaurant? The two questions are, ¿dónde puedo encontrar? Where can I find? And ¿dónde hay un or una? For where is there a plus the place. To ask if it is close or far from here, we say, ¿está lejos de aquí? Is it far from here? Or, ¿está cerca de aquí? Is it close to here? Now is your turn to repeat. Estación de policía. Estación de buses. Estación de autobuses. Estación de tren. Gasolinera. Escuela. Iglesia. Biblioteca. Librería. Restaurante. Panadería. Pastelería. Oficina postal. Supermercado. Teatro. Cine. Hospital. Farmacia. Clínica. ¿Dónde puedo encontrar un? ¿Dónde puedo encontrar una? ¿Dónde hay un? ¿Dónde hay una? ¿Dónde puedo encontrar una estación de buses? ¿Dónde puedo encontrar una gasolinera? ¿Dónde puedo encontrar un supermercado? ¿Dónde puedo encontrar un hospital? ¿Dónde hay una farmacia? ¿Dónde hay un restaurante italiano? ¿Está lejos de aquí? ¿Está cerca de aquí? Hablemos sobre Argentina. Let's talk about Argentina. Argentina is the second largest country geographically in South America, but third largest in population behind Brazil and Colombia, with around 44 million people. If you think about it, Argentina has more people than Canada. Argentina has tons of coast and mountain range. Its most famous mountain range is shared with a couple of other South American countries and is called the Andes or Los Andes, which technically separate Chile and Argentina. Argentina is well known for its Patagonia region. This region is split into the north and south. The north is very dry and is known for its desert-like climate, but it does change as it approaches the mountains. The south is similar to Canadian weather, where the spring and fall are very short, but they do have extremely cold temperatures that reach over minus 30 degrees Celsius, but also have very hot weather, reaching over 30 degrees Celsius in the summer. For my American listeners, that means in southern Argentina, we see a temperature range of minus 22 degrees Fahrenheit to over 80 degrees Fahrenheit in the summer. So Argentina is not necessarily a tropical country, and it is known for its cowboy culture, which is also known as the gaucho culture. With the temperatures being suiting, gaucho culture in Argentina is responsible for world-known leather and beef products. It is known that Argentinian Spanish sounds very Italian, and in reality, it has a pretty similar ring to it. It is said that over half of Argentinians have Italian ancestry, and there are over 1.5 million speakers of Italian in Argentina today. Let's not forget that Buenos Aires, the capital, is a hotspot for vacations. Nestled in a bay near Uruguay, Buenos Aires is known as a cultural hub in South America, where tango, their national dance, can be seen. It is considered a type of ballroom dance, and if you've never seen how it's danced, I definitely recommend you Google it. It's a very passionate dance that takes quite a bit of practice to look and feel good. The last but not least thing that I want to mention is that people in Argentina are known to be fanatics of soccer, like in most other Spanish-speaking countries. They do have a great lineage of amazing players, including Maradona and our favorite Lionel Messi. Thank you for tuning in to another educational episode of Surviving Spanish with Karen. In this week's episode, we looked at different places in the community and how to ask where they are. We discussed Latino time and you learned about Argentina. To those of you who have subscribed and given me a review on Apple Podcast, I really appreciate it. Don't forget to share the podcast with other Spanish students. Y nos vemos la próxima semana.